Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Abraham was known for his altars. It is said he built them at Shechem, Genesis 12, verses 6 and 7, Bethel, verse 8, Hebron, chapter 13, verse 18, and Moriah, chapter 22, verse 9. Later, Jacob will be known for his four pillars, at Bethel, chapter 28, verse 18, Mizpah, chapter 31, verse 45, back to Bethel, chapter 35, verse 14, and Bethlehem, chapter 35, verse 20. Abraham's four altars? Jacob's four pillars? You don't suppose? But no, Isaac's men dig six wells. However, as we shall see, he only gets to keep four after all. And before we look at the well-digging projects, here's a practical note. The altars speak of relationship, Abraham's relationship with the Lord. Abraham was welcome in heaven any time, as are all God's people. We need both family and personal altars, places where we meet with him. Pillars speak of remembrance, markers to recall those special times of God's dealings in our lives. We can't afford to forget his goodness to us. Quote, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Psalm 103, verse 2. Wells speak of resources, reminding us of the need to dig deeply into God's word, especially when the world around us is suffering drought. Quote, "Therefore with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation." Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. Here's what we read. Quote, "Isaac dug again the wells of water, which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them." Genesis 26, verse 18. The enemy wants us dry as the world around us. That's why every generation of believers needs to redig the wells, rediscovering the same truths their fathers knew, but in a fresh way. And the two forbidden wells? They were called Esek, meaning strife, and Sitna, quarreling. Let's leave that bitterness for the bad guys.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.